when the court of public opinion begins to favor women. To all the men who are worried since the start of hashtag Me Too that their careers and reputations could be shattered by mere allegations, as the president put it recently, I'd like to say, welcome to the club. Even before social media made slander user-friendly, a woman's reputation could be destroyed with a single cruel rumor or photo. Maligning her character or sexual behavior can neutralize a woman's accomplishments and her grievances. That threat has kept us quiet and cautious about whom we challenge and why. Till now, the court of public opinion has been harsher on women than on men. There, a man's talent or value as artist, politician, or executive, especially a white one, was weighed against his personal transgressions. More often than not, many people, including women, who are often complicit, have chosen to ignore or wall off ugly, abusive behavior from professional competence. But those walls are increasingly porous. Cruelty, deception, and corruption inevitably leak through and taint the work and the lives of all those associated. Many of the executives, artists, and politicians toppled by hashtag MeToo were already known to be bullies or harassers. Those open secrets didn't wreck their careers if they were making money for someone or fulfilling some need. Instead, the people around them suffered. Those who openly resisted men, like accused rapist Harvey Weinstein, say it was their careers that took a hit, and that standing up made it hard for them to rise in their field. Tellingly, the person who has so far paid the greatest price for Weinstein's behavior is a woman. Hollywood manager Jill Messick was devastated when her former client, Rose McGowan, suggested that she enabled the mogul's abuse. Messick committed suicide earlier this month. She became collateral damage in an already horrific story, her family said in a statement.